Why is these three not the work of man?
但是我越多地读关于圣灵所结的果实的事情的时候，我就觉得这不是我们人所能做的工作。This
is something heavenly. This is something divine. Only the Holy Spirit can accomplish such kind of thing.
这是圣洁的工作，是属天的事情。只有神的圣灵能够帮助我们成这些。
So may the Lord open up His Word once again that we can secret the strength of how to. Fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn our Bible first in Galatians chapter 5.
让我们翻到圣经, 加拉太书第五章,
verse 19 to
23. 第19节到23节.
I will read it first in English. Our sister will read it together with you in Chinese.
我用英文读, 会众于姊妹, 同声有中文读。
Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that which do such things shall not inherit the God. But the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
会众一起读中文第19节。 情欲的事都是显而易见的, 就如奸淫, 污秽, 邪荡, 拜偶像, 邪术, 仇恨, 争竞, 记恨, 恼怒, 结党, 纷争, 异端, 嫉妒, 醉酒, 荒言等类, 我从前告诉你们, 现在又告诉你们, 行这样事的人, 必不能承受神的国, 圣灵所结的果子, 就是仁爱, 喜乐, 和平, 忍耐, 恩慈, 良善, 信实, 温柔, 节制, 这样的事, 没有律法止。
The another verse in the same chapter, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, liberty, wherewith Christ is free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
另外一节圣经是同一章第五章第一节。第一节, 基督释放了我们, 叫我们得以自由, 所以要站立得稳, 不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Verse 13 and 14, the same chapter. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
第13节, 14节, 13节, 弟兄们, 你们门招是要得自由, 只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会, 总要用爱心互相服侍, 因为全律法都包在爱人如这一句话之内了。
Verse 16 and 17, This I say, Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not feel the lust of the flesh, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so they ye cannot do the things that you would.
第16节, 17节, 我说你们当顺着圣灵而行, 就不放纵肉体的情欲了, 因为情欲和圣灵相争, 圣灵和情欲相争, 这两个是彼此相敌, 使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Verse 25, If ye live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
第25节, 我们若是靠圣灵得生, 就靠圣灵行事。
This is a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before thy presence, we come to this final message of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you open your word to us.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们早晨来到你同在的里面。我们今天要讲到圣灵的果实的最后几项。在总结这些话语的时候，请你亲自开启我们。
Grant us the spirit of revelation from above.
从你从天上的灵开启我们。
Lord, without your speaking, we are still in darkness.
如果你不向我们讲话，我们就总在黑暗当中。
But when we speak, we will be in the light.
但是你一旦说话，我们就被开启，来到光中。
Lord, we pray, shine your light upon us.
主耶稣，愿你的光照亮我们。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Last time we, from beginning December until today, we talk about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
从十二月份一直到今天，我们一直在讲述关于圣灵结果时的几项。
I hope that in a few sentences, I will try to summarize the first few fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我希望能够用几句话来做一下总结。
Firstly, what is love?
第一个，什么是爱呢？
This love is not the love of man.
这不是人，这个爱不是人的爱。
This is not brotherly love.
这不是兄弟之间的爱。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
Which is eternal, unchanging.
永恒的，是永远的爱。
I say this is the basic foundation of all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
我要讲的是这个永恒的爱，永远不变的爱，是圣灵所结果实的终结。
It is the foundation and the, I will say one of the most important fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这是所有圣灵果实之间最重要的一点。
Without love, there is no other fruits.
没有这种仁爱的话，就不会结出其他任何样的果实。
Without love, there is no joy, there is no peace, there is no long suffering.
如果没有仁爱的话，就不会有喜乐，也不会有和平，
what is,
也不会有忍耐。
What is joy?
什么是喜乐呢？
Joy is not, because joy is not happiness.
喜乐不是快乐。
Because if it is happiness, then it is very much dependent on the outward environment.
如果是快乐的话，总是依靠于外界的环境。
It is dependent upon people around you.
是依靠于我们周遭的人事物。
But joy is the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是喜乐其实是就是主基督耶稣自己。
We always said with him, it is more than enough.
我们总是说在基督里我们所都超过我们所要的。
We say in tears we can say we still have joy within.
所以在他的里面我们就永远里面充满喜乐。
And secondly it says here what is peace?
下一点我们讲到的是和平。
Peace is not the absence of problem.
和平不是说你没有遇见困难。
There will always be problems.
我们总是有困难。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Peace is the experience of love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这个和平是来经历主的爱和他的恩典。
What is long suffering? What is patience?
什么是忍耐？什么是？
Patience is not only to what? To bear the hurt or the bitterness of trials.
忍耐不是因为遇见了一些困难就承受这一切的苦毒。
But rather, as we are experiencing all these trials,
而是我们在经历这一切苦难的时候，我们里面充满了希望。
As the hymn tells us,
正如诗歌里面所告诉我
，Ever before me, I know that He doeth well.
我知道在我面前的一切，他美好的旨意。
In other words, all fit together for good to them that love God.
用换句话是说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
What is gentleness?
什么是恩慈？
Gentleness is not only being kind, not only being soft and delicate.
恩慈不只是说温柔或者不只是说温柔。
It is rather love in action.
而是爱在行动上的表现。
We do what we say.
我们照着我们说的做。
Even other people don't do, we will do it because we love the brothers and sisters.
不管别人做不做，我们都要去付诸于行动，因为我们弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
And what is goodness?
什么是良善？
As best described or defined in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
在弥迦书第六章第八节说的最清楚。
He says, what is the Lord required of thee, which is to do justly,to what? To love mercy and walk humbly with our God.
就是说的行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与神同行。
Well, what is faithful?
什么是信实？
Faithful is not only to the ability to do things.
信实不只是说你有这个能力去做一些事情。
It's not even the gift.
而它甚至不是一个恩慈。
Rather be faithful to what God has entrusted to you.
而是去对神所信托交托给你一切的事情忠心。
Whether it's material, whether it's a person,
不管是物质上的还是人上面的。
We need to be faithful consistently.
我们总是要一贯的坚持信实。
And what is meekness?
什么是温柔？
Meekness is not just to be meek or not to be kind.
温柔不是说软弱或者只是柔软。
Rather, it is accepting what the Lord has dealing on us.
温柔是讲的来愿意接受神所赐给我们的一切。
And treat it as good.
而认为神所有的心意都是好的。有的时候，当我们来接受神所赐给我们的环境的时候，我们仍然在抱怨。我们会说神啊，这有点不太公平。
But rather, when we accept God's dealing on us, we say it is good.
而我们要正确的态度是我们接受这样的环境，并且对神说，神你是美善的。
Because God has a will on that.
因为我知道神有你有你的旨意。
I might be wrong, but God will never be wrong.
我也许会犯错，但是神永远不会犯错。
And the result is,
结果就是
we are not under the bondage of these material things anymore.
我们就不再被周遭这些物欲所辖制。
Rather, we will be set at liberty.
我们就会有自由。
We might still have these material possessions,
我们也许具有物质上拥有这些东西。但是我们知道我们永远是神的管家。
Because as 1 Corinthians says, all things are ours.
但是就像哥林多前书一样说的，我们这一切都是我们的。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 says what? Having nothing yet possessing all things.
哥林多后说，我们虽然没有任何东西，但是我们同时又拥有一切。
This is such a freedom.
这就是所说的自由。
People today are so much, you know, under bondage of this material thing.
今天人们被物欲所驱逐，是如此的受到辖制。
So whether we are rich or poor, we say, I'm free.
所以我们就会大声地宣告，我们是自由的。
Because we are just the stewards of God's grace.
因为我们是神恩典的管家。
Secondly, we have what? We have guidance.
第二个，我们有指引。
No, every time we do things, we don't worry whether it will be right or wrong because we have the Spirit leading us.
我们做事情的时候就不会只是犹豫到底是对的还是错的，因为我们里面有圣灵在引导我们。
Because we humble ourselves before the throne of God.
因为我们在神的宝座前屈膝。
We said not my will, but thy will be done.
我们说是不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意成就。
Brothers and sisters, this is meekness.
弟兄姊妹，这就是柔顺、谦和。
Now we come to the last part, temperance.
今天我们讲到最后一点就是节制。
What is temperance?
什么叫节制呢？
Other translation, other biblical translation is say self-control.
其他有圣经上翻译为自我克制。
But if we look through chapter 5 of Galatians,
如果我们把圣经第五章加勒太书第五章都看一遍的话，
According to the context, it's not really self-control.
这个上下文结果告诉我们的是，不只是自我控制，
It is a spirit-controlled life.
是一个有圣灵控制、跟随圣灵的生活。
If it is a self-control, then we came back to the flesh again.
如果我们是自我控制的话，那我们就又回到肉体上。
The flesh said, I want to do this, I want to do that, I won't do this, I won't do that.
肉体告诉我们，我们需要做这个、做那个，我们不愿意做这个，也不愿意做那个。
If this is the flesh, then we will never have the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们靠着我们本身的肉体，我们永远也不能成就神的果子。
But thank God.Temperance is a spirit-controlled life.
但是感谢主，这个节制是指的是圣灵来管制的生活。
So one time there is a lady who had a damaged automobile.
有一位女士，她的汽车坏了。
In order to claim insurance, he need to file a detailed report of what happened to his automobile.
为了能够索取他的保险车的保险，所以他必须要写一个特别详细的报告。
He said, you know, when I was backing up from my garage,
他说当我从我的车库里退车的时候，
I lost sight of my driveway.
他说我没有看见我后面的车道。
Then I landed on my lawn.
所以我就停在了我的草坪上。
Go through the hedge.
我就过了那个边上。
Knocked down the garbage can.
打翻了这个垃圾桶。
Knocked down again a mailbox.
并且撞翻了这个信箱，
Went through the curve,
又转到了路的基沿上。
I hit my neighbor's car,
我又撞到了我邻居的车上。
From that time on, I lose control of my car.
从那时候我就没有办法驾驶我的车，我的车就失控了。
Brother and sister, we lost sight of the way, lost sight of the spirit, we are a person out of control.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们的里面失去了圣灵对我们的带领的话，我们的生活就是放纵的，没有受到约束的生活。
And if we are, our life is out of control,
如果我们的生活没有受到约束，
then verse 19 to 21 are the characteristic of a person of a life that is not in control.
从加勒太书第五章十九节开始就讲到一个人失控的生活。
At first, I want to skip this part.
我想开始的时候我先要跳过这一章这一些。因为这些都讲了一些负面的事情。
But in me, it says like what is put in the Word of God, it has a purpose in it.
但是不管是什么样，只要是神的话语，都是有他的意图。
You know, the verse 19 to 22.
从十九节到二十二节
It's just but a warning signs of a person who is out of control.
就是一个对一个失去控制人活的一个警告
It's a person who is not led by the Holy Spirit or does not live according to the Holy Spirit.
他是没有受圣灵的管制或者不跟随圣灵的带领的人的生活
So let's go through this quickly.
所以我们来很快的讲一遍
Firstly, it's adultery.
第一面讲的是奸淫。
Adultery is a person who have got a relationship with a woman that is not his wife.
奸淫就是讲一个与他婚姻之外的一个妇女的之间的关系。
Fornication.
污秽。
A sexual relationship not yet get when he's not married yet.
就是未婚之前的两性关系。
Uncleanness.
不洁净。
Dirty or unclean thoughts.Because of what we read and what we see.
就是我们所看见所听见的而引起我们里面不洁的思想。
Lasciviousness.
还有邪荡。
We seldom use this word.
我们很少用这个词儿。
But rather this word speaks of we live or our life is dictated not by our five senses.
这个词儿邪荡的意思说我们的生活不是跟随神带领而是跟着我们五官情欲所驱使
For example, the sense of sight, the sense of touch, the sense of smell
比如说你的视力你的听觉还有闻的能力
For example, people who is overweight they are always being tempted to do things, to eat things because of the smell
比如说有的人他有些超重是因为他真是闻见了，这个就是他满足他闻的这个欲望。
He eat not because he needs to, but because he wants to, and he is, you know, tempted to do it.
他不是他吃不是因为他需要吃，而是因为他被诱惑所驱使，他要去吃。
This is what we call lasciviousness.
这是一个邪荡的一个例子。
Idolatry.
拜偶像。
The worship of idols.
就是敬拜偶像。
You say, I don't worship idols.
你说我不敬拜偶像。
But what is idolatry?
但什么叫拜偶像呢
？When we love things or person more than we love God, then that is idolatry.
但如果在我们的心中，我们爱一件事情超过爱神的话，那就是拜偶像。
Maybe it's your job, maybe it's your family.
也许工作，也许是你的家庭。
Oh, maybe it's your hobby.
也许是你的爱好。
When we put this thing in priority below God, above God, then we committed spiritual idolatry.
如果我们把这些事物放在神以先的话，我们就是犯了拜偶像这项罪。
Witchcraft.
邪术。
Dealing with the familiar spirit other than the spirit of God. Dealing with the familiar spirit other than the spirit of God.
就是拜神去教神以外其他的灵。
Hatred.
仇恨
Unforgiving spirit.
就是不能饶恕的一个灵
Always having a grudge against some other people.
总是有心存怨恨
And then variance.
还有争竞
Idea of division.
就是要纷争
Always love to argue with people.
就总愿意争吵
You know, I have somebody in my company who loves to argue no matter how good the conversation is.
他们在我的公司里有些人就愿意争吵因为他们觉得这样的谈话才有趣儿。
One day during lunchtime we are talking about food and everybody was so happy.
有一天我们在午餐的时候谈到食物的时候每个人都很高兴。
And we are eating this avocado. We said, oh, this is good cholesterol.
我们在吃这个鳄梨的时候就说这里面的卡路里很高。
No. Good cholesterol. 好的。
胆固醇卡路里
good cholesterol and this person said no it's not good that is bad cholesterol everything that is cholesterol it's bad cholesterol
他说这里面所有的这些卡路里热量胆固醇都是好的不是
so after all the good conversation he just make a bitter taste
所以我们这所讲话这一切谈话的结果，他就是把他心中的苦毒表现出来。从那时候每次他来的时候，我就坐在其他的位置。
OK, then we go on. Emulation.
记恨。
Emulation.
记恨。
That means to say, not only we are had giving spirit, we seek what? We seek.
就是不光我们有不饶恕的灵，而且我们要寻求报复。
You know, every time we don't deal with this so-called hatred, then we go to another level.
如果我们不先解决我们里面仇恨的问题，我们总是把它附注到另外一个高度。
Not only there is a grudge, not there is unforgiveness. We want to seek revenge. We want to get even.
不仅我们里面有这个苦毒、怨恨、不饶恕，而且我们想要伸冤，并且要达到平等。
Then sedition.
还有就是。
No strife.
结党。
Always like to have division.
总是想要与人不同、纷争。
Every time you go to every person, he went to any place, whether it's a community, whether it's a school, whether in church.Cause division.
不管这种人到了哪里，不管是到社区也好，到学校也好，到教会也好，他总要拉帮结派。
Not only he had this idea of love to argue, he caused division.
不光他喜欢争吵，而且弄纷争出来。
Then sedition.
还有就是纷争。
This practically.
纷争其实就是反叛。
Heresy.
异端。
False teachings.
就异端就是错误的教训。
Envy.
嫉妒。
Not only not satisfied with what he had, he always want what other people had.
嫉妒就是对自己所拥有的不满足，总是想要拥有别人所有的。
Murder.
凶杀。
You say I don't murder people.
你说我可从来不犯凶杀。
But the Bible tells us if you hate a brother in your heart, you already committed murder.
但是圣经上说，如果你在心里面记恨你的弟兄，你就已经犯了凶杀。
Drunkenness.
醉酒。
Our behavior being influenced by alcohol.
我们所有的行为被因着酒精而受到影响。
Revelings,
荒言。
This constant desire to have entertainment.
总是想要有许多的娱乐。
Every person that is not in the spirit.
每个人这样的行为都不是在灵里面。
When you are not in the spirit, there is emptiness.
如果你不在圣灵的带领之下，你的里面就充满了空虚。
And therefore, we want forms of entertainment to fill this emptiness within.
所以我们就想有其他的方式来填补我们内心的空虚。
Is this the complete list?
这难道就是整个的单子所罗列的所有的情况吗？
17 of them.
总共有17。
But it's not yet the complete list. It says here, and such like.
但是尽管这有17点，但是事实上不是全部都涵盖了，因为这个圣经上说之类的。
In other words, every kind of behavior similar to the 17 above are the works of the flesh.
换句话说，任何与这17种行为相似的，就属于肉体的行为。
For example, disobedience.
比如说，不服从。
We have a lot of young people here.
我们有许多年轻人在这里。
Disobedience is a work of the flesh.
不服从就是肉体的表现。
The Bible tells us when you disobey,
圣经告诉我们，如果不服从的话，
it is a sin of witchcraft.
其实就是行邪术。
Stubbornness is a sin of idolatry.
顽固就是拜偶像。
If you don't believe me, read the book of Judges.
如果你不相信我，请你读士师记。
These are the works of the flesh.
弟兄们，这就是肉体所表现的。任何情况下，我们不受圣灵的管制的时候，
these are the many things that will come out of our behavior.
我们所表现出来的就是这些行为。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
In verse 20 says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
但是在22节上面就是说，但是圣灵所结的果子。
On the one hand, God wants to show us the kind of living we have if our life is not in control.
在一方面，神想要我们看见的就是，如果我们的生活失控、受肉体辖制是什么样的。
On the other hand, He wants to show us what kind of a life we will have if our life is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
另一方面，神又向我们展示我们受圣灵的引导下是什么样的生活。
What is a spirit-controlled life?
什么叫受圣灵引导的生活呢？
A spirit-controlled life is a life that is subject to the law.
受圣灵管制的生活是受法度管制的生活。
For example, in your house, there are and regulations that need to be followed.
说在你的家中，你一定立了一些条约。
If this laws are followed, then your house is in order.
如果你的条约被遵行了，那你的你的家中就有很有秩序。
For example, when your child come back home, they need to take a bath, they need to eat, they need to study, and go to bed.
比如说，你的孩子回到家中，他们需要吃饭、学习、睡觉。
But if they disobey, they want to watch TV and doesn't want to take a bath and sleep late, mess up.
如果他们要不听从你所立的规章，他们要看电视、要玩，也不洗澡的话，那你的家就没有秩序。
So the standard of a spirit-controlled life is the law.
所以要过一个圣灵有管制的生活的话，就是法度。
And the measurement of a spirit-controlled life is love.
怎么样衡量你有一个圣灵管制的生活吗？这个标准就是爱。
Let me read again verse 13 and 14. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but love serve another. For all the law is in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
让我再为你读加拉太书第五章十三十四节，弟兄们，你们门招是要得自由。只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
If you love one another,
如果你们彼此相爱，
if you love your neighbor as yourself,
如果你爱人如己，
there will be no idolatry,
那就不会有拜偶像，
there will be no adultery,
也不会不会有拜偶像，也不会有奸淫。
Because if you love your neighbor,
因为如果你爱你的爱你的邻舍，
you don't want to hurt your neighbor,
你不会想要伤害你的邻舍。因为否则的话，你就不仅伤害你的邻舍，也伤害你自己。
That's why the standard of a spirit-controlled life is the law and the measurement of.
所以有一个圣灵管活的标准就是法度，而测量这个法度。就是用爱来测量。如果你们彼此相爱，就不会有冲突。如果我们彼此相爱，我们就不彼此怨恨。我们彼此相爱，我们就彼此饶恕。即使你的主意更好，但是我们愿意把它放在一边，因着我们为了仁爱和喜乐的缘故，和平。不管怎么样，人们有三种态度来对待这个法度。第一点，他们认为这个法度是他们的敌人。因为在神的法度里有许多规章，就是可以做和不可以做的。这样的话，你就没有自由选择自己要做的。所以这些人就认为，我对待法度的结果态度就是他们是我的仇敌。我想要有自由，我想要过自由的生活。但是。
When a person is not subject to the law,
但是我们都知道，当一个人没有法度来约束他的时候，
there is no real liberty.
其实他失去了真正的自由。
Rather, they put themselves under the boundaries of sin and death.
这样的话，他就在受死亡和罪的辖制。
One time, there is a person being interviewed in a jail.
有一次，有在监狱中有一个人被有人采访他。
He said, "I only had one regret."
他说我只有一件事情我非常后悔。他说这个后悔就是我的父母亲没有来限制我做许多的事情。他给我了太多的自由。结果就是我现在在监狱里。所以年轻人，所以你们不要认为所有的法度都是来约束你们的。它是通行的一个必经之道。还有一个态度，他们认为这个法度就是律法是他们的主人。这个是保罗所反对的那一点。如果你以律法至上的话，你就想谨守法度律法上所说的一切。
And the result is what Paul said, what I want to do, I do not do, what I don't want to do, that I do.
结果就是我想我立志行善行不得 就是我想要做的我不能做，我不想做的我却总在做。
Under, like chapter 5 verse 1 says, you are entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
这个就按照第五章所说的，就是在被奴仆的恶所辖制。
Or we can, another translation, under the yoke of self-effort.
就是用另外一种方法，就是受及努自我努力的辖制。
We all have this kind of experience.
我们都有这样的经历。我们都知道，我们经常想要做正确的事情，但是通常往往我们却做出相反的事情。
Because when we are in our flesh,
因为我们在我们的肉体当中。
There is always the desire to do the opposite.
我们里面的情欲总是要驱使我们做不正确的事情。我们知道什么是对的，我们却总是要往相反的方面走。这样就是以律法之上的人就是这样行的。但是还有一种人，他们认为这样律法法度是他们的好朋友。让我们来读一下诗篇119篇。
I love this very much.
我非常喜爱这样的经节。
It says here, verse 47 and 48.
第47、48节。
And I will delight myself in the commandments which I have loved.
And
hence also will I lift up unto thy commandments which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes.
诗篇119章47、48节。我要在命令中自乐，这命素来是我所爱的，我也要遵行你的命令。这命令素来是我所爱的，我也要思想你的律例。
David loved the law of God.
大卫喜爱神的律法。
He doesn't treat it as a requirement.
他认为这是必须的。
This is not.
他没有认为这是必须的。
To him, it's not even a demand.
他甚至不认为这是一个要求。
To David, the law is a guidance.
对于大卫来说，这个法度是他忠实的引导。
It is a guidance towards eternity.
这个就是把他通向永生的一个引导。
Therefore, when he talk about the law of God, he said, "I love the law of God. I meditate the law of God day and night."
所以这上面大卫就说，我喜爱神的律法，我昼夜思想神的律法。
Especially then he treat the law of God as a song.
甚至到一个程度，他认为神的律法就是一个诗歌。
Verse 54 it says, "Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage."
54节说，素来我在寄居，素来以你的律例为诗歌。
You know, I always is fascinated with musicians who play the piano.
我对于那些弹钢琴的音乐家，在弹钢琴的时候总是惊奇。
Sister Fu, Sister Alice, when they play the piano, we feel there's such freedom to express that emotion within.
当姊妹们在弹私琴的时候，我可以感觉它里面的情感。
You know, they have the freedom to push the right note at the right time.
他们有这个自由，就是在该按哪个键的时候就按哪个键。
But you know what? In the midst of such freedom.
但是你知道吗，在这个自由的里面，我们可以看见音乐的律。这个音乐的律在他们里面成为他们的一部分。今天这已经不再成为一个要求，而是在我们前面的指引。当他们按这个键盘的时候，音乐可以响起来。如果你让我弹琴的话，
yes, I might have the freedom,
我也许有自由。
But music's not coming out, noise is coming out.
但是我肯定弹不出音乐，我弹的都是噪音。
Because I'm not regulated by this so-called law of music.
因为我没有受到音乐的律的管制。
My brothers and sisters, we should be under the law of God in order to have a spirit-controlled life.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们一定要受到神的法度的管制，这样我们才能有一个充满圣灵管制的生活。如果我们有圣灵管制的生活，我们就可以结出圣灵的果子。
No, the thing is, you said, okay, I know that in order to have spirit controlled life, the law is a standard.
那你说我现在知道了，为了结出圣灵的果子，那这个法度就是我的标准。
The measurement is love.
这个来断定这个标准的尺度就是爱。
But the thing is, I just can't do it.
你就会说，但是我知道这些，可是我做不来。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢神，加拉太书告诉我们有过这样圣灵管制生活的秘诀，是在圣灵的光行走。在圣灵中行走是什么样的呢？
I will use the Old Testament as a kind of example so we can really appreciate the matter of what is to be in the Spirit.
我会用旧约的一些故事来向你展示什么是在圣灵的指引下。
King David said,
大卫王说，
One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after.
有一件事情我要寻求，寻求耶和华。
And I will seek after.That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
What's so special in the house of the Lord?
在神的殿中有什么特殊的呢？
Continue on to say.
大卫就继续说。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
瞻仰他的美丽，并且在他的殿中询问。
In other words, in the temple of the Lord, there is what the.Presence of the Lord, the guidance of the Lord.
换句话说，在神的殿中，神的同在，而且有神的指引。
In the Old Testament, there is so-called the tabernacle.
在旧约当中有会幕。
There is the outer court, there is the holy place, and the holy of holies.
有外院，有圣所，还有至圣所。
No, this is the so-called outer court.
在外院当中。
It's the only place for all the children of Israel, including King David.
就是所有的以色列的国民，包括大卫王，他们只能进到外院当中。所有的祭司可以到至圣所，圣所。
But only the high priest once a year can come before the holy of holies.
只有大祭司一年一度才可以进到至圣所。
So even though David wants to saw the beauty of the Lord.
虽然大卫王渴慕见到神的慈容，但是最远他能进到的就是外院。大卫王知道摩西是一个很好
的例子。He was in the presence of the Lord in Mount Sinai. After 40 days, he came back with his shining.
因为摩西在西乃山上与神同在40天，他下山的时候，他的脸面发光。
It's so shining that the people was afraid to look at the face of Moses. Moses needed to put a veil on his face.
他的脸面发光到一个程度，以色列国民不能看，所以他必须要放一个帕子在他的脸上。弟兄姊妹们，大卫王渴慕。羡慕这样的同在。他所拥有的一切，他的国度都不能与在神面前，活在神的面前来相比。我们知道在至圣所里有约柜。在约柜的上面有施恩座，在施恩座的两边有基座。出埃及记25:20，
The Lord said, "I will meet with you and commune with you on and above the mercy seat."
他说：“我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯之间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。”创造宇宙的万主竟然创造宇宙的主竟然跟摩西讲话。
Who are we to commune with the Lord?
我们是谁竟然与神来交通？
But yet the Lord wants to commune with us, commune with Moses in what? Through the mercy seat.
但是神却愿意跟我们交谈，却愿意跟摩西交谈，从他的施恩宝座上。大卫受到启示，看见了在与神同在的这个奇妙和与神同在的好处。他真的很渴慕。当他同在的时候，他与神的同在，
他
也有神的引导。你知道是大卫王有引导吗？对于大卫的指引是说，主对拿Nathan这个 先知讲话，然后再对他讲话。是第二手的材料。
For example, I love my wife.
比如说，我爱我的妻子。
I will tell brother Fu, tell my wife I love her.
我如果对傅弟兄说，告诉我妻子我爱他。
Is the love true? It's true.
这个爱是真的吗？是真的。
But it's better than I tell my wife front to face to face I love you.
那如果我要是对我的妻子面对面的对她讲我爱你，在旧约当中，神所有的带领，所有要讲的都是经过先知来讲的。从来对面的与神交谈。大卫说是很好的，但是神对我的指引是经过这个先知 Nathan 讲的。
Maybe the guidance was through the high priest with those what we call that the breastplate.
也许对这个大祭司是经过他的胸牌。
Because in the breastplate we see there are a lot of jewels in it, right?
因为在大祭司所穿的那个衣服上面有那个胸牌，有许多的珠宝。
Every jewel signifies the Hebrew alphabet.
每一个珠宝其实都是以色列的字母。当神对大祭司讲话的时候，这些他胸牌上的宝石就会闪光。如果以色列人民有什么问题的话，他们就要来求问祭司。神就会急着大祭司以着胸牌来给他们讲话。这样好吗？是很好。但是最好的是什么呢？大卫王需要这最好的。他想要与神面对面的交通。他需要与神面对面的指点。这是最奇妙的事情。我不知道你有没有觉得与神同在的美、奇妙和美好。第三点。
We are in His presence. Not only we have His guidance, we are in the bosom of the Father.
第三点，不光我们有他的同在，受到神的引导，而且我们是在神的怀抱当中。
The Gospel of John chapter 1 says.
约翰福音第一章说。
No one has seen God at any time.
说没有人见过神。
Only the begotten Son of God.
只有神的独生爱子。
Who is in the bosom of the Father has declared Him.
在神的怀中来亲眼。来表明，把神将他表明出来。弟兄姊妹，我们在基督里，我们是在神的胸怀当中。你知在天父的胸怀当中吗？你知道我为什么能够知道这一点？是因为当我父亲还在世的时候，我总是喜欢躺在他的怀抱当中。我的父亲是一个传统的中国人，所以每次我要躺在他的怀中的时候，他就说你是个大人了，你现在30岁，你为什么还要躺在我的怀中？但是你知道吗？躺在父的怀中就是这样的享受。那我现在是我本身就是一个父亲。那我的儿子就会跟我说，爸爸，你要不要晚上跟我睡？你可不可以抱抱我？为什么呢？因为在父的怀中就是充满了安全。在充满了苦难，在天父的怀中就充满了平安。即使世界坍塌下来，但是我们只要在父的怀中，我们就是平安的。
King David wants that kind of experience.
大卫王就喜悦这样的经历。
But he cannot have it.
但是他没有。
Today in the New Testament.
今天在新约的时代。
We are a group of people. He's been born in the Spirit.
我们是在圣灵当中重生的一群人。
That's what the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus. What is born of the flesh is the flesh. What is born of the Spirit is the Spirit. And today we are born again in the Spirit of God.
所以主就对尼哥底母说，从肉体生的就随从肉体，从圣灵生的就随从圣灵。今天我们有圣灵的带领，做我们的主。
We are born in the Spirit.
我们是从圣灵中重生的。
We are born in the Holy of Holies.
我们是在至圣所里面。
Aren't we more blessed than those people in the Old Testament?
我们难道不比旧约中所有都都好吗？
Praise the Lord, we are born of the Spirit. We are in the Holy of Holies. We are in the mercy seat.
感谢主，我们是在圣灵里，我们可以直接进入至圣所。我们来到神的施恩宝座面前。
We can have the experience of the presence of the Lord. We have the experience of guidance of the Lord. We can have the experience of being in the bosom of the Father.
不仅我们可以享受神的同在，我们可以享受神的带领，我们还可以躺在父神的怀中。
The problem is, even though we are born in the Spirit, then we always run away from the Spirit.
那问题是，虽然我们在圣灵中重生，但是我们经常要远离神的带领。
And because of this, we have the so-called the works of the flesh.
所以我们就有这里面所提到的肉体的工作。
So when Paul wrote the epistle to the Galatians.
当保罗对加勒太人写这篇书信的时候，他不是对不信主的人说，他而是对神的儿女们说这些话。他来警告来教导警告加勒太的这些信徒们。你在你的肉体当中，你所有的败坏就在那所列的。如果你在圣灵当中，你就会结出圣灵的果实。那我们怎么样才能开始有这样圣灵的果实呢？第一点，我们必须要做一个拣选，就是我们立定心志，我们要。
To do good, we cannot decide to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, but at least we need to decide, I want to walk in the Spirit.
我们不能决定我们要什么，我们也不能决定许多的事情，但是我们可以决定那是我所想要的。
You know, God prepared us a way.
因为神已经为我们预定了一条道路。
The thing is, are you going to walk on it?
但是问题是你要不要走上这条道路。
If salvation is by choice,
如果救恩是你的选择的话，
walking in the Spirit is also by choice.
那么随着走在圣灵的光中也是你的选择。
Well, you said I'm being predestinated before the foundation of the world. Yes, indeed, it is.
那你要说我已经在创世之前已经拣选了，是的，你是被拣选了。
But what is the proof of being predestinated? When we choose, we want to what? To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然这样的话，我们仍然做这个决定，我们要跟随主耶稣的带领。
Now to walk in the Spirit, the same principle.
如果跟随圣灵也是同样的原则。所以我们总是鼓励弟兄姊妹早晨的时候一定要成根。
So before we do anything else in the morning,
在我们做任何事情以先，
Lord, I want to start in your bosom.
早晨的时候你要说，主啊，我愿意从你的胸怀中开始。第二点，我们必须要在圣灵的范围以内，我们必须要在圣灵的限制之内。我特别喜欢听基督徒的电台 KHCB 这个电台，它的中文的意思就是接近神，但是我不觉得这一个名字特别的属灵，因为神的心愿不仅是就近他，神的愿望是让我们总是住在他的里面。如果你把他让他就近，你去就近他的话，依然会有距离。
But when we keeping us in him, there is no more distance at all. It's as close as it can be.
但是如果我们住在他的里面的话，就再也没有间隔。
By the way, last week he prayed.
你们知道吗？上个礼拜魏弟兄祷告说，
希望我们跟你的关系不能再近。So、it can never be that close anymore.
就是主啊，让我们跟你的关系近的不能再近了。
Because we are in Him.
因为我们在他里面。
We are in the bosom of the Father.
我们在父的胸怀里。
Today, a lot of problem with us is that when we need the Lord because He is close by, then we take Him in.
许多的时候，我们需要主，是因为他从旁边，所以我们就直接去就近。
Today, the Lord is not our servant.
今天，主不是我们的仆人。
Our lover.
他是我们的爱人。
We need to keep him in us.
我们需要住在，让他住在我们的里面。
We need to live in him, walk in him.
我们要住在他的里面，在他的里面行走。
And what do you mean by living in him?
你所说的在他里面行走是什么意思呢？
We need to seek his guidance.
我们需要寻求他的指引。
Anything we do, anything we say, Lord, what do you want me to do?
不管我们做什么事情，我们都要询问神，主啊，你让我做什么？
This is keeping us in him.
这就是让我们在他的里面。
Lastly,
最后一点，
there should be a continuity of the walk in the spirit.
在神的在灵里面行走是一个持续的过程。
We shouldn't do it one time, then afterwards another time. No, it should be a continuous thing.
我们所说的这个持续不是说今天一下做了一下没做，而是我们要持续的有这样的经历。不管我们有没有生活中有没有问题，我们要来持续的行走在圣灵带领中。什么是持续的在神的圣灵中行走呢？就是说来悔改和信心。
Repent and faith.
悔改信心。
What is repentance?
什么是悔改呢？
When God revealed myself to me.
就是神把我自己这个人暴露在我的面前。
When the Lord revealed himself to us, then we know that we are sinners, right?
当神把他自己启示给我们的时候，我们知道我们是罪人。
Before I feel I'm the best person in this world.
在这之前，我觉得我是世界上最好的人。
But when the Lord revealed himself to us.
当主把他自己把我们自己暴露在我们面前的时候，我们知道我们是坏在骨子里的，没有人能够拯救我，我们自己更不能拯救我们。这就是启示，为这所有我们要悔改。第二点就是要有信心。什么有信心？就是神把自己启示给我们。
Repent is God revealed myself to me. Faith is God revealing Himself to us. That is the only way, only Jesus saves.
悔改就是神把我们自己暴露在我们面前。有信心就是神把他自己启示给我们，就说他是唯一的道路、真理、生命。
This is salvation.
这就是救恩。
But does it stop there?
那难道就在这里停止了吗？
Christians feel like, okay, after I got saved, this is a ticket to heaven. That's it.
那有许多基督徒认为这我现在有一张票可以直接进天堂了，我就到这为满足了。当我们被得救的时候，我们要有持续的行走，我们要一直有这样悔改并且也经历信心的这样的经历。我们每次来到神的同在面前的时候，如果神向我们启示有一点他别的地方，我们就悔改。我们悔改了之后，我们就把信心完全的仰望在他的里面，那就是信心。当我们相信他、信任他的时候，他就会来更新、变化我们。当我们到路的终端的时候，我们就知道基督的形象已经做成在那里。这就是持续的行走。不仅我们要做一个拣选，不仅我们要在他的限制范围当中，我们必须要持续的行走在圣灵的光中。这样的结果就是神的心意得到满足。这样我们就会结出圣灵的果汁、果子，神的心意得到满足。我想要以一个故事来结束。
I was watching Food Network one day.
有一天在看这个电视叫食物网这个节目。
I like to eat.
我喜欢好吃的。
Because and there is a competition, food competition.
那有一个做饭菜的一个比赛。
And there is a brother who went there in the competition.
有一个弟兄去参加这个比赛。
And he won the competition against the lady from France.
他甚至赢了这场比赛，他的对手是一个从法国来的女士。
But you know the lady needs that money very much because she says she wants to visit her grandmother who is very ill.
但是这位女士真的很想要赢得这场比赛，因为她想要去探访她的祖母，她的祖母生病很重。
But the thing is, because of one little mistake, she lost that competition.
但是因这一个很小的疏忽，她就失败了，她就输了。
So the announcement was made by the judges.
当这个这些 judge 这些裁判宣布结果的时候。
That lady walked sadly out of the doorway.
这女士就安静地从门里面去。
But the brother stopped.
我们的弟兄就说停下来。
So when I came here, I did not expect to win.
我来的时候我可没想到我会赢。
So we are all winners.
我们全都是胜者。
He said, I will buy you that ticket you need to go to the ground.
我会为你买那一张你去探访你祖母的票。
You see, when he spoke that word came out.
当他把这些话语说出来的时候，所有的裁判都流下了眼泪。这他的对手也流下了眼泪。甚至我看了两遍，我还是禁不住流下眼泪。因为神的爱就是这样的满溢出来。今天我们不仅看见了福，听见了福音，也看见了福音。我们看见福音从人的身上彰显出来。这是在圣灵当中行走的一位弟兄。也许有些人就会对他说：“哦，很抱歉，我祝你下次好运。”那这位弟兄就说，今天我们是同是得胜者。
It might be a loss to him materially.
也许对他来说是一个物质上的损失，但是对他来说却是得着。弟兄姊妹们，我们不管是对不信的人还是信的弟兄姊妹来说，我们都要走在圣灵的光中。当我们走在圣灵的光中，我们自然而然就会结出果实，这个果实就会彰显出来。不是人的心意满足，而是让神的心意得到满足。我告诉你，当神的心意得到满足，我们就满足了。那我们就会说，这个生命真是值得过。愿神恩待我们。愿这些话语不要突然返回。让我们每日的来操练这些话语。让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your revelation in this book of Galatians.
主耶稣，我们赞美感谢你对加勒太书对我们的启示。你知道我们总是愿意生活在肉体当中。
Thank you for giving us the way.
谢谢你为我们开辟了道路。
That if we live by the Spirit,
就是如果我们走在圣灵当中，
we should not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
我们就不会来满足我们的肉体的情欲败坏。
We will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们就会结出圣灵的果实。
Lord, we pray that you continue to work.Your words into our hearts.
主，我们祷告，愿你的话语继续在我们的心里。
Transform us every day.
每日的更新变化我们。
So that we will be more like.
我们好叫我们更像你。
In the same way.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。